Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sarah Smith bringing it back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, professor of Boston University, the Department of Organizational Behavior. He's an entrepreneurial expert. He's written an important book on that topic, including The Successful Entrepreneur. And we're using some of the things he did with his award-winning film, Spin the Plate, to he's helping us, he's telling us about the focus groups that he conducted for that movie, for that film, and how you and I can break it down to even the micro level, right, Tom? To the little bitty, like I said earlier, you know, if you're thinking about changing the color of paint inside your room, you know, you don't want to paint your walls a color you like, and it turns out 8 out of 10 of your customers don't like it.
Right, and that's the type of thing you're going to find out. And it's amazing how small business owners lots of times will not want to do the focus group, but then as soon as they do it, it's, oh, my gosh, asking about this. And
Well, you're immediately imagining how much is going to hurt your feelings because they're probably going to tell you the wrong thing. But back to my little story about Mr. Mangum, the guy who gave me my first commission sales job as a pup in college. You know, when I asked him why he bought all those sofas, he said, well, if I bought all the sofas that I liked, I'd get to keep them all. And he said, I'm in the business to sell sofas. And so, you know, you want to make sure that you're not surrounded by all the things that you love, the name of your company, the color of your walls, the you know, whatever, the location, all the things that you love. And be there and get to enjoy them all by yourself, right? That's not, you don't want a shrine to yourself, do you?
No. And people will tell you. And if you want it, I mean, everybody talks about being customer focused. And, you know, I mean, I think your book, The Age of the Customer, really talks about that. And this is the way you can do it. You know, sell the way people want to buy. And they'll tell you. All you have to do is ask. And one of the other things you can find out is about pricing. And one of the things that we find out again and again is that small business people are not charging enough. And what customers want is more service. For more. And they said, oh, my gosh, all the service you give, and I'd love to come in and you spend a half hour with me helping me pick out my wallpaper, and you give me samples, and I went to the big box store. They didn't do any of that. And, you know, and then the final, let's say, for the wallpaper was $100. I would have paid, you know, $125, $130 for that.
See, this is what
you're charging enough.
You're talking about something that you probably won't be surprised to hear this, Tom. But I do a lot of business with small businesses, and I tell them whenever it's appropriate, hey, look, you're not charging enough for this. And they'll look at me like I'm crazy. But here's the problem, Tom. They're worried about the person who's going to come there and take their expertise and then go to Walmart or Target and buy it cheaper. What they don't realize is that person was never going to be their customer anyway. But there are enough people out there like you and like me who will pay them for that expertise, who believes that what they're telling you is worth something, will pay it. And what I've been trying to get through their heads for the last 21 years is you have to find more of those people. Let the other people go to Walmart. You need to find the people who are willing to pay, who will believe your story and pay your price. And they're out there, aren't they?
There are. And when I first got out of college, I did retail. And I would sit there, and I did computer consulting, and I would spend some time with people. This is when computers were real new, and they didn't really understand them. Yeah, and every now and then somebody would say, oh, I'm going to go to your competitor because it's $20. They've got a $20 sale.
Right.
But most of the time, you know, 90% of the time, the people would sit there and say, you know what? I could go someplace else. I'm going to go with you because you just spent a half hour with me, and I feel really comfortable dealing with you.
There's a lumber yard that's on the way to Lowe's, and the guy runs, his name's Jim. And if I need something, I go by that lumber yard. I go back into the back and lean up against the counter where Jim does his takeoffs for construction. And he'll lean up against the counter there and talk to me about things, different things that I want. Now, why I don't get that kind of stuff at Lowe's. I mean, they're helpful. Right. They help me find a product, but they won't lean up against the wall there and talk construction with me. And he does it.
Correct.
And so I buy my stuff from him.
Right. And then that's one of the things about a focus group. If you get 7 to 12 people telling you that, people say, oh, my gosh, this is why we've been successful. And it's a lot of times it's not just finding out the things you're doing wrong. It's a reinforcement of all the things you're doing right, which is most of what you're doing, which is why it's so important to do.
Right. Absolutely. So quickly, in about 45 seconds, when should you get help with this? When should you hire an agency, somebody to do it? How big a deal should it be when you do that?
You know, you don't even have to go to an agency. I mean, you can if you'd like, but I find a local college, go to the marketing department and say, I'd like to do this. Could I have a graduate student who want to do this for experience? And my guess is you'll get a future MBA for nothing, except maybe some pizza.
But if it's a big deal, though, folks, like if you're moving or acquiring another company or something, you might want to, I don't know, you just check it out. You might want to spend a little money. I like Tom's idea, but you might want to check both of them out and see what you can get. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
You bet.
SpinThePlate.com, right?
Yes.
And TomAnastasi.com. Folks, check both of those out. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me. So I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.